Well, and that will lead us beautifully into trainer Neil Howard, who joins me now here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Neil, of course, going to send out Eagle in this afternoon's LeCompte at the fairgrounds. Neil Howard has trained more than 1,100 winners. He's closing in on 1,200, as a matter of fact, in an unbelievable career. His runners have earned more than $49 million in purses. He's made two appearances in the Kentucky Derby, finishing second in 1990 with Summer Squall and sixth with Parade Ground in 1998. Of course, he's hoping to return to Churchill with his exciting three-year-old Eagle, who will go to the post in LeCompte today. But as everybody knows, and Neil knows it better than anybody, it's a long way from January 17th to the first Saturday in May, and Neil Howard is with me now on the Equine Forum. Neil, thanks for taking a little time, my friend.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good, good. Happy to have you here on a very busy morning for you. And look, I know, Neil, that you would love nothing more than return to the Kentucky Derby. But I've always referred to you as a trainer who is going to let the horse take him there. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, absolutely. I think most people have that mindset. You know, we all get a little excited sometimes, but you watch the Derby all these years and everything, you just know that you have to take it one step at a time and not think too far ahead.
His last race, the Kentucky Jockey Club at Churchill, he was a fast-closing third behind El Kabir, who came back to win the Jerome at Aqueduct in his three-year-old debut. Look back on that effort.
It was, I thought it was a very, very good effort. He ran well. He came hard at the end, galloped out good. And you know, you can, and I don't think there's any argument that the horse that beat him in that race is going to be a force to be reckoned with, the way he ran in Jerome a couple weeks ago.
Is there anything you can take away from the fact that he ran so well over the Churchill surface in November? Does that really mean anything to you?
I mean, yeah, sure. For when you go to sleep at night, it's nice to know that the horse ran well over that surface. You know, he's had two good races over it. It certainly doesn't hurt. You know how much it adds to it. You don't know, it's nice to know that a horse that he doesn't have a dislike for the track. That's for sure.
Yeah, tell me about the last 7 weeks, Neil. What have they been like for Eagle?
He's had a real good couple of months since he's been down here. Back down just a little bit, put him on a little busman's holiday after the race at Churchill, and just galloping, you know, held off freezing him for a little while, you know, got him warmed and vaccinated, all the requisite things that you do, and then laid out a schedule for him and got him going again, got him back on a breeze schedule, and everything's gone good. Weather's been good, had good track every day, every time we wanted to breeze him. And knock wood so far, you know, everything's going smooth. He looks well. His weight looks good. His coat looks good. Appetite's good. So, you know, all the little things you look at have been going good. And now we just hope he continues to stay healthy and move forward, you know.
What's the most notable change you've noticed over the past 7 weeks, whether it's mentally or physically?
Yeah, mentally with him, he had a little bit of growing up to do, and he's really, really come full circle on that. You know, he's really matured, but just like a lot of these colts, these young colts, you know, they're a little preoccupied, feeling good, a little playful, and not always paying attention. But he's done beautifully on that, so I think that's really, really going to help him down the road when it comes crunch time.
You're no stranger to being around good horses, Neil, and certainly bringing young horses back off of a layoff is something you've done many, many times. Talk about your approach and your philosophy when you're bringing a young horse like this back from a bit of a freshening.
Well, I think, as I refer to it as a busman's holiday, on a little freshening like this, there really wasn't anything complicated to it because we knew he ran, November 29th or 30th, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then the plan was, everything being okay, to get to start back in this race on January 17th. So you have enough time to maybe, you know, back off a little bit, but not that much time. So, but you know, it all depends how long you're going to freshen up a horse, you know. But I think it's important, you know, for me, my experience, I've come to learn that when you back off these horses a little bit, you've got to be careful, because if you back off too much, you know, you risk the chance of having too much to do to get back where you were, and then you can run into little things like a little body soreness or just the startup blues, as I call them, and stuff like that. But so you want to be careful to kind of hold what you got, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, you'd love to see him win this race today, but you know, if you're looking ahead, this isn't the ultimate goal, but you're trying to win. But what will you be hoping to see from him today?
Well, you want to see everything right from his professionalism in the paddock, and to how they're warming up and how they're taking in all the sights and sounds of a busy day, right?
Mm-hmm.
To the main event, to the race itself. You know, you want to see him break in stride, get a comfortable position, and be listening to his rider. You know, you want him in the game, but not being ranked. But the biggest thing with a horse like him is, you know, I really, really like the fact that he has a little bit of an off-the-pace running style. And, you know, just, I think anybody would agree, you just want to see your horse finish and gallop out strong.
Going a mile and 70 yards, as you will today in the LeCompte, breaking from post 11, how big of a concern is that, or is it a concern?
I mean, I wouldn't have walked over to the racing office and asked for that post position, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, it is what it is, and I know that's a cliche, but an outside post isn't the greatest thing, going a mile 70, mile 16th. But here at Fairgrounds, where you have long runs to and from, you know, to the first turn, and then, of course, the stretch, you know, so with this stretch, you can really, really wait, and that's why you have to, you know, that's why that doesn't overly concern me. But, you know, you try not to concern, you know, when you got horses like this and you're going in races like this, you try, and believe me, it's not always accomplished, but you try not to concern yourself with the things that you don't have any control over. You know, you just hope the field spreads out enough going into the first turn where you don't get hung wide, I guess the simplest way to say it, you know.
Talking with trainer Neil Howard here on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Eagle going to the post in the Grade 3 LeCompte as he starts down the road to Louisville this afternoon. Neil, you trained both his dam, Seagull, and his dam sire, Mineshaft. What do you see when you look at Eagle's pedigree?
Well, you see, obviously, it's, you know, his mother, Seagull, was a nice filly. And of course, you know, Mineshaft, you know, I was fortunate to have a once-in-a-lifetime horse. You know, not everybody can say that all the time. And so, you know, I mean, it's nice knowing that his pedigree runs fairly deep as far as stamina goes. And being genuine and everything like that. But like I say, he's got a long way to go. He's just getting started. So we're just going to have to see. So far, everything's, you know, he's done well so far. I think he's demonstrated enough to where we feel we at least want to get started in the LeCompte and see what happens. And that's why you have to really, and it's hard to do sometimes, but you really have to just look at these things as one step, you know, one stepping stone getting started. And then it's important to take heed and assess what you did before you force yourself down a road that you shouldn't go down, you know.
And we mentioned,
you know,
that
easier said than done sometimes, don't get me wrong. You know, we all, you know how that goes, but.
Sure. We mentioned that name Mineshaft, and earlier I talked, or at least mentioned, Summer Squall and Parade Ground. Are there certain common qualities, Neil, that you have seen in all good horses that you've been around?
Yeah, and I think a lot, yeah, you do. And those horses, usually I think most people would tell you, just your better horses, for the most part, in my opinion, they have a demeanor and a professionalism about them. You know, to me, because Summer Squall, you know, was a small horse, but he was as genuine as they came. You know, Mineshaft, to me, you know, he had everything. There was, I used to watch him sometimes. That horse was almost like a human. And he never worried about a thing, never turned a hair about, he never concerned himself about anything. And that's what I mean. Those horses, those kind don't come along that often. So I think your better horses just, they know how to go out over to the paddock. There's just an air about them, you know?
Well, I mentioned earlier that this is a horse owned by William S. Farish, and you've enjoyed a long and successful relationship with the Farish family, Neil. What does that relationship, why does it seem to work so well?
Well, I think probably the biggest point I could bring out there is, you know, there's always been a mutual respect between myself and Mr. and Mrs. Farish. But, you know, Mr. Farish appreciates, integrity and working to, you know, working together and communicating and, you know, all the things that it takes to try to be successful. And I've always, I've been, it would be another phone call for me to tell you how much it's meant to me to have the association with the Farish family over these years. I've been very, very, very fortunate. You know, these people like that don't come along that often.
You're obviously never one to put the cart before the horse, so to speak, Neil, but what would it mean to be able to hand that Kentucky Derby trophy to Mr. Farish one day?
Oh, I mean, you couldn't even put it in words, but again, Mr. Farish is about as knowledgeable in every facet of this industry than anything, and that's something that, we're not even... Of course, any trainer, who wouldn't? It would be the epitome. It would just put the icing on the cake, for any trainer that's had a lucky association with great owners that stuck by you through thick and thin over the years to do something like that. But he knows as well as anybody, if not better, that's an elusive goal.
Highly elusive, and maybe yeah, it'll be Eagle the one to do it. We'll find out in about 105 days. But for right now, we're focused on the Grade 3 LeCompte. It comes up this afternoon, race 11 at the fairgrounds. Neil, all the best this afternoon, and let's go get them, my friend. Thanks for taking the time.
All right, thank you so much. Take care.